Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's breakfast food with Delaney Mears.
Some of you out there will be actually eating food. Some eating your breakfast, even.
Eating
right
food
now, right now.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it strange as human? Look, we have to eat food.
Yeah.
We have to.
I know.
We can't exist on light.
No.
You know? Or emotions, can we? You know? We can't just go plug ourselves in to reboot.
You can try.
I have tried.
Yep. People will be eating breakfast.
Yeah,
and
how about that, eh?
Yesterday I had apple pie left over.
Delaney. That seems to me like a roundabout connection, to be honest. Some people are eating breakfast right now, and 4 days ago
yesterday. The most recent breakfast that I've had was apple pie. I had a photo shoot, and leftover photo shoot food is...
Listen to your lifestyle. It's
really good. Anyway.
Must be quite heady. So you've been to Japan.
I've been to Japan.
Japan is a country far away from here, with many different customs and traditions.
Yes.
And a very fine history of cuisine.
Yes, and all the best of modern everything.
Flavors
and ruthless efficiency, and yet a fun.
That's a great term.
And yet a fun quirkiness to so many things. So it's sort of just this amazing mashup of amazing.
My brother said an overwhelming politeness.
Yep,
which is so good. Which is not a bad thing.
That too. Yes. Oh, it's so good. You can do it reasonably cheap if you...
Really?
You can do it expensively, obviously, but you can eat. You can eat well for, you know, you don't have to blow your budget on food. But one thing
you,
I do...
You might blow your brains out trying to... that's a bad term. You might just get yourself all... So many options.
So many options.
You know, go to a country like that and just like, okay, you've got to eat a meal.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, do it. Okay, right.
It requires a bit of planning. I would often...
Do you take hints from your other food friends in the food world?
Some.
Before you go over something like that?
Very discerning.
Yeah.
not everybody.
I heard you talking about some steakhouse on some other radio show earlier on this week. About someone said, oh, did you go there? And you're like, oh, and I thought, must be a pretty good steak or some restaurant where...
Someone said, did I
do... I follow you around, listen to what you do. Yeah.
Someone said, did I do a hot pot, which is where you cook it in the pot on the table?
Yeah,
and I didn't.
Yeah.
But we went to a barbecue restaurant.
Right, you see, there's so many options there.
Many options. But what they do well is one restaurant dedicated to one thing. So my friend Mika lives there. She's a really amazing food person as well, food writer as well. That makes me sound like I'm talking like, well, anyway.
Stop tall popping yourself.
We both love food. And so because she lives in Tokyo and speaks Japanese, you just get this really amazing insight that you don't get from a guidebook, you know? And so her and her
boyfriend... That's cool. That's really cool. That's exciting, eh?
Yeah. So one day my boyfriend and I were just wandering around Shibuya, which is that massive, famous intersection.
Which in itself is, there's that famous intersection.
Yes. If you've seen Lost in Translation, it's that sort of...
The big one with the things.
Yeah. The, you know, sort of organised chaos.
It's all the one that's sort of like a cooler looking Times... The way that Times Square wishes it still looked like...
Yeah, it's awesome.
Japan,
So we were there and I messaged Mika. I was like, I'm going to go somewhere for lunch. Did you mention that place that does that pork thing? That was kind of the gist of my message. And they messaged back with like the Google coordinates of this place that katsudon, which is like a breaded kind of crumbed pork cutlet. So centimetre, maybe a little over a centimetre thick. And that's all it did. And we got to the...
That's all
the restaurant did was this one dish. And we got...
Really? How crazy.
We got to the spot on Google and I was like, it's not here. And my boyfriend was like, oh, chill out. And opened this door. It just looked like a sort of building, like I don't know, house kind of building, wooden.
Do your boyfriend do that quite a bit? Open doors to houses?
Not a house, but there was sort of an arcade, and we walked down, and there were sort of a few shops, and they didn't have signs or anything. And at the end, one looked, people were eating food, and we opened it, and that was it. And
signs?
No, she just said small, medium, or large. And I was like, we met medium for safety. And out came this, it was so good. So katsudon is this crumbed pork cutlet on rice with egg and this amazing sweet sort of soy sauce. And it was just like, meticulously served and so delicious. It's just two people working there. And
how's the whole concept that they do one dish?
Yeah.
One dish that's so good. Yes. And it's not like it's made from some exotic ingredients either.
I know, pork on rice.
So and so good that on the other side of the globe,
yes,
you know, a certain amount of time later, we're sitting here talking about it.
I know.
Telling everybody, as many people as we can about it.
I know.
That must be really fucking good.
It was really fucking good.
Wow.
So, yeah, okay. That was one particularly memorable meal, and it was it was pork on rice. So, yeah, also ate a lot of ramen. It's spring over there, so lots of really good
fruit. Can we go back to the pork and rice?
Yeah.
because when, like, that's I find that amazing. So now when you're thinking about that, do you think, how can I, what can, does your you know, higher level of food thinking sort of go, well, I can take, here's a potato and it's jacket. What can we do to this?
Yeah.
If they can do such a internationally successful, renowned job on that simple meal.
Yeah.
You know, what do we need to do just to it up to make it, so this could be the home of jacket potatoes.
Definitely.
Deep fried yams.
Yes. Exactly. Whatever. And that's the thing, is every region in Japan has that thing. And so I found we went to Hirosaki, which is famous for cherry blossoms. Beautiful. And it happened to be like the area of apple growing. And so they've turned themselves into the town of apple pie. And so there's a map you can get from the tourism office that has 54 varieties of apple pie on it. And they're all photographed. Like, so each one is slightly different. Some sort of more strudel-esque, some more kind of open. And some using different apples. And you can just walk around the town eating different kinds of apple pie. And so...
Okay, and people there that wanted to start up a business with steaks or...
Yeah.
Or like noodles or something like that. Just like, we've got no room for you here, sorry. Yeah. This is, you're in the wrong place. We don't like you people here.
So
with your savoury dish.
So there's so much more to those, you know, the stereotypes or the cliches that we're really familiar with, is that you dig a little bit deeper and you're like, holy
That's so cool.
I'm in the home of apple pie. And so we managed four in a morning, which was pretty good. on our way to the cherry blossoms.
Tell me about the ramen. It's like one of my favorite foods.
Sorry, yes,
ramen. My body's 90%.
Used to be a great ramen restaurant down where the Britomart is now. Down where the train station is there. Used to be a Daikoku ramen.
Daikoku.
Oh,
yes.
Such a good ramen.
Yes. You got to Tanpopo.
Pardon?
Tanpopo?
Yeah, Tanpopo is one of my faves.
I like how minimal that one down the old one.
Yeah. Minimal. They do it so well.
Minimal.
Tanpopo on Anzac Ave and Ramen Do on Simon Street.
You know it. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know what a ramen is. Please explain.
Ramen is a bowl of noodles in broth with toppings. Essentially.
See, there, once again, not that hard to make.
Well,
essentially,
I mean,
but I mean, to make a great one's amazing.
Some of the broths taste like they've been brewing for weeks. They're just so kind of gritty and depth. They have depth. They are deep.
Sounds to me like you've got a very, very deep love of the Japanese cuisine.
Deep love of Japanese cuisine. But they also do Western food so well as well. Like, we went to one place for a coffee, and it was kind of an American-style diner, and it was quite modern and cool. I was like, yeah, I'll have a coffee. And then my boyfriend saw Wagyu sliders on the menu, so he ordered that. And it was just this, like, perfectly cooked, juicy meat patty with, like, just cheese.
Is that the one with...
And just mustard.
Is that the cows that they massage?
I think so, yes. Yep.
No, but that's exactly what they are, isn't it?
Massaged for tasty goodness.
You know, I was having dinner with Richard Dawkins last night.
Oh, tell us more.
And we had the conversation about why sliders are called sliders.
I've got no idea.
What did Richard Dawkins say? What did he say?
He's a biologist and a zoologist. And
what's
a world-renowned atheist. He didn't know.
Sliders.
I thought to myself, oh, yeah.
Well, these sliders don't exist.
I thought, all right, brain box, good one.
Slide on into my
That's
mouth.
The stupidest name for a food ever. Sliders.
Do you know what? I'm going to investigate that, and I'm going to report back.
I think it's also up to us as diners to shut it down.
Shut down the slider.
Just say, that's a dumb name. Call them something else. I guess when you're hungry, you go, okay, we'll shut it down after this one.
Joe Guy? Please enlighten us.
It is believed the term slider came from the Navy, where greasy burgers were called sliders because they could slide around so easily.
That sounds like a yarn.
Sounds like a pile of crap. New word for mini hamburger, please.
Baby burger.
With massaged meat.
But back to ramen for a second.
Yes, please.
There are endless kinds. And
you don't get it's savoury though, isn't it, ramen? You don't get sweet ramen.
You don't get a sweet
dessert ramen or a Christmas ramen.
So very common is to have pork, a couple of pork slices on top, and bamboo shoots, maybe some spring onion. That's sort of your paired back.
Shoot, there it is.
And then sometimes a slice of or sliver of nori seaweed.
Oh, I love seaweed.
Yes, love it. You love it? Yeah, really do. Have you ever had it really fresh?
Mm.
The stuff that we get here,
that's stunning.
You know,
actually,
it's like sometimes very papery.
Yeah.
But if you, I tried it at the fish market. And fresh, it
almost tastes like fish, doesn't it?
So different, so good, and doesn't sort of get all, you know, clumped up and gluey in your mouth. It's just that, you know, just goes down so.
Take residence in your teeth.
So well.
Yum.
Yeah, so ramen, we went, we had one day left on our rail pass and we were in Kyoto, and so and Osaka is about half an hour from Kyoto, and that's sort kind of a food hub. But we didn't make that much of our trip, but we did go there for dinner because we had this ramen database website that my friend had given me that was all in Japanese but had a map you could kind of use.
So a ramen database, would you say a ramen database website? What?
Yeah, it's
nothing
a website.
Nothing surprises me. Nothing about like advanced technology mixed with advanced cuisine surprises me.
So it's
me
a website that
I'm just like, you know, I can't stop thinking about there being someone in deep America with some you know, they took a huge bank loan out, sunk all their money into an apple pie store. No one's turning up. Now we're going, but why in the middle of this is it? Meanwhile, over in 54 apple pie store of Japan. What do you mean?
But we found it is a website where locals rate the ramen, and so the higher score. We went to one that had a really high score.
What happens to the people that get the lowest score? Just taking out the back and shot.
No, hey. But I mean, still probably really,
still
really amazing.
Than anything you can get here. Like, it's still probably
that's
peak.
The thing. So we found this one with a really high score. Went to Osaka just for the night for dinner, and queued for 70 minutes.
Shut up!
No shit.
What?
I know. It sounds mental, but you just do it because. I mean, you're in Osaka and there's this ramen shop there and there's all these people queuing. And
I guess it's not like there's people leaving going, oh, yeah, don't, you guys should blow it out. That's terrible. No, go somewhere else.
No, we're just like this giant Western couple amongst young Japanese people. And we sat there and then they actually did have an English menu, which lots of places often have if you ask nicely. But, I mean, we still couldn't really work it out. They had three kinds of ramen, and...
It wasn't all just a breeze. Your trip, there's some difficult things happened as well. Three types to decipher.
I know.
Oh, I wish it was like that restaurant where there was only one dish they sold. Delaney, love having you back, of course. Love having you on the show, but you're finished now because everyone's starting to freak out. People are texting and saying, you guys are making me so hungry!
Oh, yeah.
Someone else has sold... They've sold all their possessions to move to Japan.
Oh, now. Good. Great.
So, yeah.
You'll have a delicious time.
And also, Griselda's just sent in this text. Purple porridge, organic oats, coconut flakes, sunflower seeds, goji berries, blueberries, cooked then yogurt, pears, banana, maple syrup, cinnamon powder, and a splash of hemp oil. Mmm, and coffee. Perfect.
What a breakfast.
A splash of hemp oil.
What are you doing there? It's
great
like
stuff.
It's like the big day out of breakfast.
It is. It's a party.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
All right.